great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A new ABC News Ipsos poll out this morning showing Americans broadly pick Kamala Harris as the winner of last week's widely watched presidential debate. Yet neither she nor Donald Trump moved the needle in terms of trust, issues, or vote preferences. ABC News Washington Bureau Chief Rick Klein.
Kamala Harris has a 6-point lead among likely voters in our poll, 52-46 over Trump. And that is exactly where the race stood just 2 weeks ago on the eve of the debate.
For the first time, a missile fired from Yemen penetrating Israelis' defenses, triggering air raid sirens in Israel this morning. The Houthi militia is saying its hypersonic missile attacks will continue as long as Israel remains in Gaza. A Venezuelan official says 3 U.S. citizens have been arrested on suspicion of plotting to destabilize the country. The U.S. State Department denies U.S. involvement in that plot to overthrow President Maduro. Venezuela also says 2 Spanish citizens and a Czech national were arrested. This is ABC News. The Federal Reserve is set to meet this weekend. Many analysts expect that the first interest rate cut in about 4 years will come. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
With inflation cooling off and the job market slowing down, the Fed is widely expected to cut rates at its meeting Wednesday for the first time in 4 years, making it cheaper for Americans to borrow money. This is welcome relief for consumers who've been struggling for years now with high prices and soaring interest rates. The average credit card interest rate is near a record high of 21%. And delinquency rates are on the rise.
At least 8 migrants died early today during a failed attempt to cross the English Channel by boat from northern France, a rescue operation underway for survivors. The head of NATO's military committee said Saturday that Ukraine has sold solid legal and military rights to strike deep inside of Russia to gain combat advantage, reflecting beliefs of a number of U.S. allies, even as the Biden administration balks at allowing Kyiv to use American-made weapons there. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, maybe some patchy fog, otherwise partly cloudy and lows around 64. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs near 84. Sunshine on Tuesday with a high near 83, 82 on Wednesday. Showers and storms return for Wednesday night into Thursday. Lows in the low 60s, highs in the low 80s.
Currently 66 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
All around I hear the sound of money, but I ain't got a nickel to my name. And everywhere I look, I see temptation. She stands on every corner and calls my name. Now won't you tell me if you can, He's got his hands in my pockets, and he helps himself each time he needs a dime. Them politicians treat me like a mushroom, 'cause they feed me bull and keep me in the blind. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band? Oh, they're billing me for killing me. Lord, have mercy on the working man. Hey, St. Peter, sand all around, and man, I'm in it. Please help me up, Lord, 'cause I'm going down. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band?
Travis Tritt, Lord have mercy on the working man.
I'm telling you.
How you doing? It's Andrew Jane. Great to have you here. This is Brooks and Dunn.
Sun coming up over New York City. School bus driver in a traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay the rent. Daughter, all they want is everything. She came out here to be an actress. He was a singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been.
Someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long. my baby bye-bye.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm in love with you. It's Chris Stapleton along with you on your weekend. Welcome. It's Andrew J. Thanks for making me part of your Sunday morning. Luke Bryan coming up.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, You're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Girl, I know I don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in like the moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Gonna cuss the morning when it comes, 'cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, 'cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips. Get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durant.
Welcome to our WRDN radio audience. Glad to have you with us. We are in Psalm 42 as we meet here at First Baptist of Durant, 606 West Madison Street. Glad to have you drop in and pay us a visit sometime. But Psalm 42, and we are looking at verses 1 through 5 to begin with. I'm going to read these out loud. If you have a Bible, I'd like to encourage you to find it and follow along. Beginning with verse 1. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Father, each of us have been through valleys in our life. Some have been darker than others. But as we look at this particular chapter, we see that the author is going through a difficult time in his life. Help us, Lord, to glean and learn from some of the conclusions that he came to as he continued to follow you during this bleak time in his walk with you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our little study sheet talks about depression here. It's feeling sad over a period of time. And we understand that sadness can be an organic problem. That can be something that is physically wrong. And certainly we don't want to discount that. We also understand that depression and sadness can come from fatigue, mental fatigue or just physical exhaustion. But then, too, also, we know that there is a different kind of depression, and that is a spiritual depression. And that is what happened here to our psalmist. In fact, he says in verse 5, he says, Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? He says that three times. He says in verse 6, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. And then, as we come down to verse 11, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? I guess I would say as we begin our study here, if you feel sad spiritually, don't feel abnormal. Don't feel as though something is off the chart. It is part of a walk with God. Yes, there is joy in the Lord, but then there is also those times when we have some cloudy days. And this is the case right here. And so the psalmist writes to the sons of Korah, a maskal, the title in Psalm 42 right here. The word maskal means instruction. And it is the sons of Korah were temple singers, so appointed by David to sing praise to the Lord. And here we see that the psalmist does not keep his sadness to himself, but he is able to, he's healthy enough spiritually to be able to say to other people, I am not well. And in fact, he puts on scroll or parchment or vellum some of the conclusions that he has come to as he is passing through this dry spell with the Lord. The National Institute of Mental Health says that these are some of the symptoms that accompany depression or sadness. And if these don't apply to you, you really don't belong here. But this is what they have said. They said a loss of interest in usual activities. Feelings of guilt, worthlessness, or hopelessness. The future looks bleak. Weight gain or weight loss. Sleep disturbances. Hyperactivity. Lethargy. Anxiety. Crying. And even some slow thinking. Yeah. So those are some symptoms, not an exhaustive list. That we're familiar with when we go through some cloudy days. And so as we look at this psalm, we're going to break it into two sections here. First of all, Roman numeral number 1, we're going to look at its cause. Its cause. And here in In verses 1 through 3, it says, "As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." A hart here is a female deer. "My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" One cause is due to the absence of the presence of God. Due to the absence of the presence of God. You know about those refreshing times when you read the Bible, and the living water just gushes from this book. And then you know those other days when it's hard to get a drop. And you say, "Is it me, God? Well, I don't understand what's going on. Is there spiritual warfare?" And any time we are perplexed, and we question. It's just like the psalmist said, "Why art thou cast down?" Three times he asked that question. I don't get it, God. I don't get it. But here, in verses 1 and 2, he is spiritually dehydrated. Just like a deer who is being pursued by a lion, by hunters. And he is physically exhausted, and he is panting, and he's gasping for his breath. And he says, "To that degree, I am thirsting after God." And Job mentioned that when he was being sorely tried, he said he'd go forward, he'd look for God, he'd look in the back, he'd look for God. He couldn't find God in anything. And it's as though the heavens were brass. So let me just assure you, as you're walking with God, that those dry seasons are part of the journey, and God has a purpose for them. Don't despair. Don't think that he has given up on you. Don't think that he has forgotten you. "But my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God." You know, do you remember those days before you met the Lord when you didn't think about God that often? Do you remember those days before you met the Lord when you had no idea what it was to have a spiritual thirst for God? You know, God has brought you a long, long ways, and he's done the same for me. So we praise God that we can recognize a spiritual thirst when we have it. So, due to the absence of the presence of God, second of all, the cause of the spiritual depression here could be due to the loss of spiritual privileges. He says in verse 4, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise with a multitude that kept holy day." Now, some have said this was David when he was in exile. Maybe his enemies were pursuing him and he had to flee to the north. Some say that this was a Levite who was accustomed to going to the temple for at least three of those high festivals during the year. And he would go with in a caravan with other pilgrims that would wind their way down to Jerusalem, and they would sing songs. They'd talk about the Lord, and they'd talk about themselves and their lives. He says, but now he was denied access to the temple. And more than one commentator said this, as God evidently manifested himself in the temple worship, and it was such that it was spiritually refreshing when the people who traveled from different parts of Israel for Pentecost or Passover or the Feast of Booths, they would come away filled because they had met with God. And now he is not able to go there any longer. So his spiritual privilege in that way is fast. You know, it is such a blessing to be able to come to the house of God.
Amen.
It is such a blessing to be able to hear Sam and lead us in worship and to have these songs. It is such a blessing to sit around the table here and hear Rhonda share hear Barbara and Myrnis and each of us as we talk about a personal experience that we've had with God. I mean, we read about people who have a relationship with God, but now we come and we say, yeah, we compare notes. What a privilege it is to be here, to enjoy this. Third, another reason for the spiritual depression here is due to the remarks of some of his enemies, and we see that through here in this psalm. David says, or the writer says, in verse 3, "My tears have been my meat or my food day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?" You've often talked about God. Now, where is he? Why isn't he helping you? Maybe the psalmist had a health crisis. Maybe there were financial straits that he was in at this time. Maybe things were not going well in his family, and it was public knowledge. And so people were sneering and saying, "Where is thy God?" And you know what? The psalmist was saying the same thing. "God, where are you?" And these remarks, they cut. And it says in verse 10, "As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God?" You've talked to us about how God answers prayer. How come he's not answering your prayer right now? Remember when we were kids, we used to say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." That little chant is not true, is it? Because words do hurt us, and they enter deep into us. And then another reason why the psalmist may have been very much cast down is due to the calamities that God had allowed to come upon him. See verse 7. "Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts." Now, a waterspout at sea is a vertical column of water. And it's driven by a furious wind. And so the psalmist says that his calamities are like a waterspout, like a vapor twister, if you would. And it says here, "All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me." A messianic reference to Jesus when he was on the cross, as he just felt inundated with the jeers and taking our sin upon himself. But there are calamities that come with walking with God. You know, if coming to the Lord meant you'll never have a car accident, if coming to the Lord meant you'll never get sick, if coming to the Lord meant you'll never have a financial crisis, if coming to the Lord meant that your life was just smooth as glass all the time, how many people do you think would start coming to the Lord? There'd be a lot. But would they be coming for the right reason? I don't think so. In fact, when the calamities do come, we model to others who are around us what our God can do for us in the midst of the storm, which is a powerful, powerful witness. So, before we move on, what can we say about this? There are a couple of quick mini lessons here. Number one, spiritual depression happens to the best of God's servants. It happens to the best. Don't think you're strange. Even Winston Churchill talked about his black dog as a reference to depression that he faced from time to time. Number two, what can we learn about this spiritual depression? It is difficult to understand. If it perplexes you and it puzzles you, don't be alarmed. Again, three times he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Number three, this sadness or this depression can come in cycles it'll lift for a while, and it seems like it returns. And then it'll lift for a while, and then it seems like it returns. And we see this as we follow through the narrative here in our text. And some little insights here as we look at this subject. Now, Roman numeral number 2, it's cure. It's cure. Remember the days when you walked in full fellowship with God. Number 1, Roman numeral 2, remember the days when you walked in full fellowship with God. Again, going back to verse 4, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. And then verse 6, the beginning of verse 6. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer shall be unto the God of my life. Now, the psalmist tells us right here, we are to really focus on previous blessings and fellowship that have been high spots in our walk with God. In fact, the Hebrew word for remember has what is called a paragogic he, which means nothing to most of us. But what it means is that grammarians, they would take the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet and they would attach it to the end of that verb. And what it would do, it would intensify the verb and the action the verb describes. And that's what we have. We have the paragogic he that's attached to that verb, remember. So he's saying, remember. And he is emphasizing that remember, not just the fleeting glance of the past, but park on those wonderful times of fellowship that you have had with the Lord. Remember. Remember those times. It includes your public worship of him, and it also includes your private time of worship with him. You see, he says here in verse 6, O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan. Again, he's away from Jerusalem, probably in the Transjordan area, and of the Hermonites, by Mount Hermon, which was north of the Sea of Galilee by about 30 miles, and from the hill Mizar, probably a little hill. Those are places where the psalmist had enjoyed some wonderful, stellar communion with God. And so, remember the days when you walked in full fellowship with God. I know you're not doing it now, but remember, call them to mind. It includes your times of public worship, but it also includes your times of private worship with him as well. Number 2, the cure for this, if you would, is hope in God. Number 2, it's hope in God. And I'll catch up with my notes right here. Hope in God. He says that in verse 4, doesn't he? As he speaks to himself. Do you remember what happened to David back in, I think it was 1 Samuel chapter 30? David was away with his men. They were living in the city of Ziklag. And when David and his men were away, the Amalekites came, took the wives, took the children, took the livestock and anything else of value, and off they went. And then David and his men came back, and his men were so upset with him. They were going to stone him. And the Bible says in verse 30 of 1 Samuel chapter 30, it says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Do you remember that? And we did a study on that some time ago. Sometimes the best sermon you will hear is the one that you can get yourself, recalling what you know about the Word of God. David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. And so, hope in God, how important that is. Webster's Dictionary says hope is cherished desire anticipated. Hope is cherished desire anticipated. What do you desire? You desire that full fellowship with God once again. Cherish that. And anticipate it. And anticipate it. Hope thou in God, the scripture tells us right here. And the same thing is repeated in verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. And that word for disquiet in the Hebrew, it means actually a loud noise, a tumult, a lot of commotion that's going on internally in your spirit and in your mind. You might look calm as a cucumber to other people, but inside you can just feel as though this storm is raging and you're very upset and you're very, very sad. That's the idea behind that word disquieted in verse 5 and the word disquieted in verse 7 right here. Now, so we want to hope in God, and the Bible tells us in verse 5, it says, for I shall yet praise him, the latter part of verse 5, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Now, Spurgeon said this, that statement, I shall yet praise him, is future music the psalmist imagined for his soul. Future music that he had, the psalmist imagined for his soul. And he says almost the same thing in the latter part of verse 11, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Now, it's interesting that the word health and the word for God are similar. The word for health is Yeshua, and the name for God is Jehovah. They're similar in spelling, they're similar in pronunciation, but that tells us also that our spiritual health is linked directly to our relationship to God. He is the health of my countenance. And the Aaronic blessing that the high priest was instructed to give to God's people included, may the Lord make his face or his countenance shine upon you. You know, a person's countenance says a whole lot about what's going on inside them, does it not? Joy is expressed in the face. Anger is expressed in the countenance. Sadness is expressed in our expression. Surprise. But the countenance of God, as he turns towards us, banishes that darkness on our countenance, because the smile of God always refreshes the saints, the people of God. He is the health of my countenance. And number 3, it's cure here. We want to say this, and that is, pick up your shield of faith. Pick up your shield of faith. Above all, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts or arrows of the wicked. Pick up your shield of faith. And my friend, I don't care how long you've trained or how many battles you've been in, there are times when you drop that shield of faith and, man, you get wounded. And one of the things is that you need to do, and one of the things that I need to do, is we need to say, okay, my relationship with God started on the basis of faith in him. Amen.
Amen.
And my relationship with God continues on the basis of faith in him. Habakkuk 2:4, we like to quote that, the just shall live by his faith. But the first half of the verse says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. And there's a contrast between the godly and the ungodly. The ungodly is the Assyrian who's going to come in to Israel. And the ungodly lives by sight, smell, taste, hearing, and what he can touch. All externals. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. He's proud. But, the Bible tells us, the just shall live by his faith. Not by outward responses, not by outward results. But we live on the basis of what God's word says. Hebrews 11:6 reminds us, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You want some profound answers for depression? Man, there's nothing more profound than this simple statement, the just shall live by his faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That is the reality of things hoped for. The evidence or the proof of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report or a good testimony. God puts a high premium on our trust in him, especially in those dark days that we go through. So in conclusion right here, or I'll finish this up, we have the cause of the depression. Now we're talking spiritual depression, people who know the Lord. And then also its cure. And the conclusion here, it says, depression cripples a believer's walk with God, does it not? And we've discussed this before, it's been said in our midst, and we want to be authentic believers as we go through this world. And we don't want to be phony, fake. But there are times when we need to manifest the joy of the Lord when we're just too lazy to do it. There are times when we need to put that smile on our face, even though there's sunshine all over us, we're still kind of walking around in this fallen body and everything's not perfect in our life. My friend, forget that! The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. But depression cripples a believer's walk with God in his witness for Jesus Christ. Now, and then number two right here. It is God's rod and staff which enables us to stand upright again. It is God's rod and staff. Remember, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thy rod and thy staff, the shepherd's tools, are what enables us to walk upright again. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the wonderful word of God. And Lord, we identify with this psalmist right here. And we thank you that this is part of all 66 books of the Bible. And Lord, help us to do what he did. Help us to remember those days when we walked in full fellowship with you. Help us, Lord, to hope in you. We have all the reason in the world to trust in